ladies. Hey, everybody. How we doing? Unscripted Unlimited. I'm your host, Daniel Hummer. I'm here with one of my favorite people in the world. I cannot wait to share the audio universe with this person. Eric, how the hell are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm good. And I'm here with my dear brother, Doug.
Yo. How you doing, Bright Eyes?
Good. I don't even know what the fuck that means, but how's everyone doing today?
I think it's like as soon as you first wake up.
Oh, okay.
And like having a chipper attitude.
You chipper. So we got a lot to get
How
into.
How are you guys?
Yeah.
I woke him up. He's great.
I'm doing good. We got a lot to get into, I think. We got the UFC 268 last week.
Yeah.
Yep. Got a fighter retrospective on Amanda Nunes. And what do you got?
I got a cartoon spotlight on the DuckTales.
Okay. And that's it.
Yeah.
Pretty so nice. Before we get into all that, let's go to Doug with the plugs. All
right. So. Listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday and Friday night. Well, Wednesday night for the Dirt Sheet Dudes, mixer.com/Dirt Sheet Dudes, 10:15, 10:20 Eastern
Time. Don't forget me. No, I'm just kidding.
You didn't do the show on Wednesday, though, right? Because you worked on Thursday.
No, I did.
Ah, dedication.
Yeah. So listen to that Wednesday night, Friday night, or yeah, Friday or Saturday night. I mean, it's a
Saturday night.
All right, Saturday night, Hollywood Hangout, mixer.com/Dirty Dudes. Are they doing a show tonight, or are they watching AEW?
No, they're doing a show tonight.
Okay. So even they think this card's going to be bullshit. Okay.
All right. Listen.
Listen Friday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast here on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. This upcoming Friday night, or last night on the show, we had Barry Horowitz. We talked Survivor Series 95. He had a lot of insight. He gave us a lot of knowledge about his career and what kind of a worker he was. And that apparently he had to break up a fight between Rick Rude and Randy Savage, which I had no idea took place, but it does not surprise me.
Yeah.
And then this upcoming Friday night, we're bringing back the career retrospective, but with a twist.
You want me to do it? Because you're looking at me?
I'm looking at you because it was your idea. I'll say it.
No, I'll say it. I'll say it right now. We're going to be doing – we're bringing back our career retrospective, but we're bringing the fans involved because that's what this is. This is the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast where we care about the fans. We have our old school wrestling group, 40,000 plus. So we put stuff up in there. We got polls going. We're going to be talking about top 20 or top 10?
Top 10.
Top 10 moments and matches from Raven. And we're going to tally up everyone's votes, and we're going to present them as a list format and talk about them. And we'll also get into the other stuff, too, involving Raven. It's going to be a career retrospective, but we'll also be talking about top 10 moments and matches.
Yeah.
I like the idea.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pookie.
Yeah, it's a new twist to the idea.
You're welcome.
To get everybody involved. The poll is up right now, facebook.com/group/oldschoolwrestling. So go ahead and vote. You're allowed to vote up to 10 times. We have a few votes so far. We have a few votes so far. So just get in there, vote. We'll probably end the poll probably Thursday night, maybe Friday morning. Get them tabulated. Mm-hmm. Huh?
I was going to ask, if you need me to put it on Twitter, let me know.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Can you actually copy it and put it in Solid Monster?
Yeah, I can do that after the show. After the show.
Yeah, that's fine. So, all right, so we got that. Also, the week after next week, so Black Friday, November the 26th, we're actually going to be talking Survivor Series 2001.
Dog, you only can vote one time.
What? What, in Salamancer?
I can't vote anymore.
All right, keep talking.
All right. I'll have to fix it. Anyway. So, 2 weeks, Survivor Series 2001. Also listen to us Saturday nights, Unscripted Unlimited. Saturday is usually around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And then, of course, Sundays, Scaredy Cats, Daniel and Mindy.
Yes, sir.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Paranormal Activity, the new one. That's with Ken. It's an Amish folk movie. And it's
Is that the Thanksgiving one?
No.
Okay.
This just came out. They're basically a bunch of kids. The one girl finds out that she has Amish heritage. So she goes there and uncovers a bunch of secrets. It's really good.
Forget what I just said, Doug.
Huh?
Forget what I said.
All right, we're good.
All right.
Let's keep going.
Okay. All right, so we got Scaredy Cats tomorrow. We also have Clintus, Eric, and Stevie for the NFL Hard Hits podcast, either Tuesday or Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. They're going to preview
Wednesday this week.
Huh?
Wednesday this week.
All right, Wednesday this week. They're going to review week 10, preview week 11. Listen to our watch our buddy Sean's YouTube channel, Elite Diplodoc. And, of course, on Twitch, Sneaky Fetty. Also, Stevie on January 11th. We'll be having here, so everybody, Stevie Kozlowski, you can hear him here with us on Friday nights. We'll be having his own podcast, the Wrestling Fan Club podcast. That starts January 11th. His first episode will be a career retrospective on Stone Cold Steve Austin. And also for anybody that listened to the cartoon tournament that we did here on Unscripted Unlimited a couple weeks ago, I have other cartoon tournaments going on in other different Facebook groups. We have facebook.com/group/Saturday Morning Apocalypse. And we have facebook.com/group/Cartoons Forever Club. Both those tournaments going on right now. Finishing up round two in Cartoon Apocalypse, starting round two in Cartoons Forever Club. So get in there, vote. We have some very unique matches going on right now.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah.
All right, let's get into it, folks. First, let's start with the great, well, not late, she's still alive, but the great Amanda Nunes. Probably the greatest women's bantamweight of all time. One of the women that got me into women's fighting anyway, but, you know, you talk about someone who... Almost a flawless record. She's taken four losses, and only one of them was in the UFC.
When was the last time she lost?
2014.
All right, so she hasn't lost a fight in 7 years.
No. And Kat Zingano, who she did lose to, was not a slouch at the time. Kat Zingano was probably one of the best.
Wait, she beat Shayna? She beat Shayna Baszler?
Yeah, she beat Shayna Baszler. She... beat Valentina Shevchenko, who's considered, you know, one of the best right now. She's beat Miesha Tate. She destroyed Ronda Rousey. She destroyed Chris Cyborg. You know, she beat
Shevchenko. Holly Holm.
Yeah, she destroyed Holly Holm. She is an absolute beast. And I don't disrespect to Juliana Pena because I like her, but I do think she's going to be Amanda Nunes' next victim.
And that's on December 11th, right?
It is.
Call me in a bit.
It's on the next card coming up.
Okay. That's going to be a good card. I can't wait because I've never actually seen Amanda Nunes fights before. So I'm kind of looking forward to this.
Absolutely. She is awesome. Her style is so like her. She's got a killer instinct. She is crazy. She's very, how would you describe her style, Eric?
I say she has an all-around game. She can wrestle. She can punch. She can do it all. I mean, she can submit you when she wants you. When she's on the ground, she can knock you out like she has before. She knocked out all. She knocked out Ronda. She knocked out Cyborg. She knocked out Misha Tate, I believe. Holly Holm. Misha Tate was a submission. The only one that's come close to beating her is I'm gonna fuck her name up, but it's Vin. I can't pronounce her name, but Vince, whatever her name is. Vince.
Shanko.
Shanko, thank you.
Yeah, she's one.
Yeah, she's another beast in the UFC women's division.
Yeah, they had two 5-round wars, right? One of them might
be. Yeah. We're waiting for another one.
Those two girls are fucking monsters. Amanda Nunes, she is pound for pound the greatest women to ever fight. Ronda Rousey, that's a lot of people's pound for pound, and she fucking made quick work of Ronda Rousey. Her jiu-jitsu is amazing.
Yeah.
Her striking is phenomenal. She can kick your legs off, and she punches your face off. So she's a fun one to watch.
She gets better.
Yeah. She gets better and better every time. And
two-division champion.
She just has continued to prove herself. She's a double champ. That featherweight division doesn't even need to exist. That is her division. And the bantamweight title, I mean, she's ran that for the longest time. So she's a hell of a competitor.
Basically the John Jones of the women's division.
I'd say so. But not personality-wise.
No, she's a very nice girl, woman.
Yeah,
she's part of American Top Team, Doug.
I saw that, and I'm almost kind of hoping that she shows up tonight when America Top Team, goes against the Inner Circle at Full Gear. The only match I'm really looking forward to on this card, by the way.
She might or might not. She's created for a fight herself, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, she can't take any bumps.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons why they didn't pick Masvidal to be in the match. Is because, he was trying to fight, and then he got hurt.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, Amanda Nunes, I'm looking forward to her fight. I might actually stay awake for this one.
Whoops. Yeah, you should.
Yeah. What do you mean, whoops? What the hell did you do now?
No, let's talk about should we end with DuckTales? Or
I mean, we're already talking about UFC. We might as well transition into it.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to end with DuckTales or not, but.
Well, that would be the case. But that's cool. 268, gentlemen, was one of the best UFC cards I've ever seen in my life. Doug, you slept through a little bit of it, but I know you've seen highlights and stuff too. Eric, you and me were on the edge of our seat for most of this. I mean, it's one of those cards where all of these fights on different cards could win fight of the night.
Yeah.
Even the Buffalo boy, Billy Cortolino and Shane Burgos, went fucking hard. And they had a legendary fight. I mean, Justin Gaethje and Michael Chandler's fight of the year for me. That's been one of the most exciting fights I've ever seen since I've gotten into the sport.
Yeah. Too bad it wasn't five rounds. I thought they could have gone more than three.
Gaethje would have finished him in five. That's my hot take. But those guys went to fucking war. They like Gaethje said, me and him should be fighting in a Coliseum. That's where we were meant to fight.
I'm sure we'll see a rematch someday.
Well, the thing is this lightweight division, and that's why this fight meant a lot, because this lightweight division is fucking stacked right now. It might be the best division in the UFC. You got Poirier and Oliveira coming up. McGregor's still looming, and he will be back from the leg injury and everything, so he's still looming around. I don't think he deserves any type of title shot anytime soon, but he'll be around. You got Gaethje and Chandler, who are two beasts. Chandler's stock, to me, did not I don't think he lost any stock after this, really. He went to war, and he did really well. Gaethje was just a better man that night. But Gaethje...
Exactly.
Could be in line for a title shot. Khabib's boy, Islam, who is just another Khabib. Oh, my God, this is another little smashing machine. Have you seen his fights?
Oh, yeah. He's just exactly baby Khabib.
He's baby Khabib. He fucking takes you down, punches you, and chokes you out, just like Khabib. And he's on a nine-fight win streak. Or I think it might be even more than that. But he's fucking nasty. And he's ready to hop in there, and he wants a title shot right now. And you just got – it's such a stacked division.
I don't know if he's ready for a title shot quite yet, at least not in my opinion.
He thinks
maybe one more fight.
I mean, I don't – he hasn't beat any top of these top-of-the-league guys yet, so I don't know if he deserves it. But he – Dan Hooker's not a slouch, and he made Dan Hooker look like a slouch. And –
Yeah, he
I don't know. He's a nasty young man. There's something about him. He's a killer. I'd love to see him and Gaethje go at it before the title shot. But now we got Oliveira and Poirier, and we'll see what happens with the division and who wins that title fight. Because that'll be the main event of the December pay-per-view.
Yep. Yeah. That's going to be a killer, too.
What I liked about Gaethje and Chandler is the fact that, like, I mean, you could tell at some point that you knew Gaethje was going to win, but Chandler, he would not give up.
No. His face looked like fucking concrete.
Yeah.
With the blood splattered on it, and he was smiling.
Yeah. And that's the thing, is that, like, it was such a – it was a hard-hitting fight. I mean, that's basically – they almost kind of took that professional wrestling route of and Barry talked about it last night, you know, Barry Horowitz. He talked about how, like, you have to have a really good opener.
Yeah.
You know, in wrestling, you have to have a really good opener, and you have to have a really good main event. And UFC kind of, you know, they do that a lot, though, too.
Yeah.
Their opener is awesome. And
well, yeah, because this was scheduled as the third one down when it first came out. And they moved it that week to the opener, which I think was an unbelievably smart decision.
Yeah, because you want – because you don't know how many other people besides me fell asleep.
Yeah.
And I think that's the fight you really want to watch. And no disrespect to the two title fights.
No, not at all.
But those matches is like – but that opening match, that was probably – and Dana White had even said it, it's a fight of the night.
Yeah,
it
really is, and that's why, like, it's hard because the other fights were so damn good, but this was just, like, this was another level. Like, Justin Gaethje earned his nickname, the Highlight, and his fights are always fun, but holy shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Shane Burgos and Billy Cortolino, they went out and did the exact same thing almost. This was a striking warfare. I mean... The crowd was dead, but it was not because of these two gentlemen. It's just because of what they had just seen from Gaethje and Chandler. Because these two fucking knocked the shit out of each other. It was Eric, talk about that one. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, I give a lot of credit to Billy. He hung in there until he got knocked out. Did I make a mistake in saying he got knocked out?
Yeah. Because this, this one ended on a decision.
Yeah. I gave him a lot of heart. He went in there and took a lot of shots to the face. And yeah, both fighters gave it their all. Fantastic fight. If it wasn't for Gaethje and Chandler, this probably would have been fight of the night.
I completely agree.
Yeah, from what I saw, and again, because this one I actually like started to doze off during. But like the Buffalo boy, like he tried, but it was not going to work out for him.
No. And then Marlon Vera, Chito Vera, and Frankie Edgar went out there. And holy shit. Frankie Edgar was controlling that fight with the wrestling, the ground and pound, but an unfortunate kick to the mush ended all that.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Frankie's a legend, so.
He went for one too many takedowns, and he got a kick to boot. And the memes all over the place, and the foot hit the face and the impact, like, he rearranged this man's whole face. It was nuts. Frankie is a legend, and he's a badass. But Chito Vera is here, and I guess we'll see what he can do.
Yeah, he might be next in line, maybe one more fight for a title shot himself. Bantamweight, it's another stacked division.
Yeah, you got a lot of exciting fights there. Sterling, the paper champion, everyone is kind of over him. But with Peter Yan, you know, Sanhagen's still a beast, but TJ Dillashaw's coming up now, so coming back. And you got a young Sean O'Malley who's hungry, so we'll see what happens there. Thug Rose and Zhang Weili. This was the five-round war I think we expected from the first one, but that ended with a kick to the mush. This was a lot more of a split fight. I mean, I scored it for Thug Rose 3-2 as well. But I think Zhang Weili held in there pretty good. What did you think, Eric?
I thought if it wasn't for the fourth and fifth round where Rose took her down and kept her on the ground, I think we'd be saying new champion. I thought Zhang did a little more up top. On standing up, if it wasn't for Rose taking her down and wrestling, which I give her credit for, obviously, because she's a champion, and that's what she does. I think it would have been either a draw or maybe a new champion. It was that close, in my opinion.
I mean, I'll say first of all, I gotta say this about Thug Rose, like, you know, people. Because you showed me a picture of her with hair. And just looking at her and looking how pretty she is with hair. But then, like, you know, people say, you know, why did you cut your hair? And she's just like, shit gets in the way. It's got to go.
That's badass. No.
Now, is she married? Or
Yeah, former heavyweight Pat Barry, her head coach and husband.
All right. Well, if she ever has enough, that's a perfect motto. And shit, when shit gets in the way, it's got to go. So that's a perfect motto to get rid of just about anything.
Yeah, she said it's a fight, not a beauty contest. Shit gets in the way. Cut it off.
Yeah. So, like, again, that could go for hair. That could go for, you know, in-laws, a bunch of relatives.
No. Yeah, by the way, Doug, it's been a good road.
but I got in the way, so you got to cut me off.
No, I'm just kidding. I thought this fight was really good. I think Zhang Weili proved a lot. A doubter's wrong, but it just wasn't enough. Thug Rose is on another level right now, and she deserves to be the strawweight champion. It was a great fight from both women.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, because I was sawing a lot of wood, I mean, but I did see some of the highlights, and Thug Rose is just awesome.
Yeah. But I do think Zang will be back eventually. Now, the main event, boys, Kamaru Usman and Colby Covington. Colby came out to Kurt Angle's theme music. Colby's the bad guy. We get it. But, oh, my God, did he show heart and toughness here. Kamaru, I gave this 3-2 to Usman. Usman, I believe, steadily won the first three rounds. But Colby Covington had a comeback for the ages. And Colby Covington almost won that damn fight. What do you think, Eric?
Yeah, I was on the edge of my seat in the fourth and fifth round when he kept punching him, and I honestly thought he was going to knock him out. I was that nervous that Usman was going to lose. But I don't like Covington, but I give credit where credit's due. He does have heart of a lion, and he went in there and didn't give up.
What about Kamaru Usman? We've heard about, you know, the bad blood between the two, right?
Yeah.
And they hate each other.
Yeah.
Usman gave the guy his props.
Yeah.
You know, they had a hug.
Yeah, he's a classy champion. Well, you know, it's all for show, and it's all gaga to get people ready to go and into the fight.
It's a ticket seller.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what this is. Yes, you know, there's – it is a sport and all that. But
they learned from pro wrestling that, you know, fights pay more. It draws more to have heat, you know.
Yeah.
When two people have an issue, you want to see them beat the shit out of each other a little more than when it's just a competitive fight.
Yeah. Also, you can also look from the another side of the spectrum. Look at, like, professional football. And division rivalries.
Yeah.
All right. Every time Pittsburgh and Cincinnati or Pittsburgh and Cleveland get together,
yeah,
usually some shit goes down.
Yeah. Fighting's just a little more in your face because it's fighting.
Yeah. But, like, my point about, you know, again, using the professional football metaphor is the fact that when you have these division rivalries, you know that these two teams – yes, there's a healthy respect and all that, but also deep down they hate each other. They want to beat each other. And that's why division games are good, and they get big ratings unless, you know, you're the AFC South. Because those are so competitive because there's a lot of heat between the teams. And it's not because they hate each other. It's because, okay, we need to prove that we're better than you.
Yeah. And Colby's even, the way Colby says it, around 2017, he was about to get released from his contract because the UFC said that he didn't have the drawing ability and he wasn't entertaining enough. So, and he attributes that to why he's such a dick now, because it's the self fights. Because he was on a win streak and they were thinking about getting rid of him just because they didn't find him entertaining enough and they didn't think he could sell tickets.
Well, that's why in 2017, that's when he started appearing in Impact.
Yeah.
And because he was actually thinking about, you know, making that transition because, you know, he was part of American Top Team at the time and Bobby Lashley was there.
Yeah.
That's why Colby was actually getting more, like, physically involved.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was looking for, okay, they're going to fire my ass.
Yeah.
So I need to have another backup plan.
But instead, he kind of used the ability to do that and just became that for UFC.
Yeah.
Became kind of a Chael Sonnen.
Right.
Because I attribute him. I that is my comparison for him as Chael Sonnen. A great talker, a great wrestler, and a great fighter, but some come short in the big one.
Well, also, too, like, well, the Chael Sonnen we know now that we watch on YouTube is more articulate.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's because he's no longer getting his brains bashed in.
Yeah, he was articulate back then, too. He's a better promo than Colby, but they're both talkers. They'll sell you into the building. They're the heel, basically. The one, like, Anderson Silva, you always wanted to see Anderson Silva beat Chael Sonnen's ass. Just like you want to see Kamaru Usman beat Colby's ass.
Yeah. But again, I'll give it to both guys. the respect after the fight.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is their second time going to war. And Colby, like, Usman broke Colby's jaw last time, and Colby won, like, almost, I thought he won 3 rounds of that fight. They gave him 2. He won 2 rounds of this fight. So they went to war twice, and Colby's won 4 rounds.
And also, but like, again, going back to the respect, it's not like the Poirier-McGregor fight where Conor, as he was leaving, going, your wife's in my DMs. I'm going to put the thing away. All right. You know, nobody was saying, hey, I'm going to, you know, fuck, you know, your significant other. They were hugging. Kamaru Usman said, he's a tough guy, you know, he's great, and, you know, he's got a lot of heart and all that. They were giving praise to one another.
It was still very intense, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, because before that hug, they were staring each other in the fucking eyes. Like, they got up from that 5th round, and they did that for the 2 rounds before that. After each round, they would just stare each other in the eyes, like, I'm going to fucking kill you. And they did that again after the 5th round, but then they stopped and they gave each other a hug, like, good fight. And that's what respectable professionals do. You know, you go in there, you go to war, and you shake your hand up. That is what you expect out of 2 classy fighters. You can say what you want about Covington, but class after the bell, he had it. He even said Usman's the better man. So.
Exactly.
I
do have another comparison to him.
Who?
MJF.
Yeah, in wrestling, maybe. But MJF would get his little ass whooped if he went here. As a whole, I give the card a 9 out of 10. I thought it was a great card.
I would agree with you.
All right, Doug, you haven't talked much.
Yeah, 9 out of 10, definitely.
Yeah. All right, DuckTales, the cartoon spotlight. So DuckTales, you know, ran from 1987 to 1990, 100 episodes over 4 seasons. And it really was like the beginning of the Disney, like, afternoon block. This is like probably the original Disney cartoon. And, I mean, I know it was one of my favorites as a kid, and, you know, it had a movie, it's got a spinoff right now. And basically, it's about Scrooge McDuck, his 3 great nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. And Scrooge, you know, he's a millionaire in Duckburg, and he's basically given custody of Huey, Dewey, and Louie by their uncle, Donald, who is actually, he's joining the Navy. So, that's basically, like, so Dewey and Louie are living with, Scrooge, and he's got, you know, they also have the maid, Mrs. Beakley, and her granddaughter, Webby, and then, of course, the pilot, Launchpad. You know, Scrooge's inventor buddy. By the way, Huey, Dewey, and Louie's like best friends, and also somebody that's actually a basically he's kind of Launchpad's sidekick too. He's a little fat duck named Doofus. I've been watching a couple of episodes, and one of the episodes I was watching today, was basically, they were the scouts, or Launchpad, you know, had the scout troop or whatever, and Doofus, he was trying to get all his merit badges. And he kept, you know, failing miserably. And the other kids, including Huey, Dewey, and Louie, who were supposed to be the baby faces of this show, were, you know, making fun of him. So he actually got, like, these aliens dropped, like, this donut, this donut ring down from Earth, and he picking up and it's got magical powers. So it actually gave him superpowers. So Doofus, you know, was able to get all his merit badges, and he became a superhero named Super Dude, but he was starting to make fun of the other campers. He was doing the other scouts because they were making fun of him. So he gave it back to him, and then everybody just kind of turned on him. So then, you know, he decided, he's like, you know what? I don't need superpowers. I'm good just the way I am.
Right.
And, you know, it's kind of a good message. So, like, I've always liked the cartoon. And, again, this is the original Disney cartoon. Like, and it paved the way for other cartoons like Chip and Dale and Tailspin and Darkwing Duck, which was the, you know, spinoff to this show, along with other shows. And I'll tell you how popular this is. You know, I said earlier, I'm running two greatest cartoon of all time tournaments, right? And DuckTales had their second round match in the Saturday Morning Cartoon Apocalypse yesterday, and they defeated Tailspin, and they're headed to round three, so the Sweet 16.
Okay.
And they're headed into a showdown with the show they spun off of, or that spun off of them, Darkwing Duck.
Interesting.
Now, round two of the Cartoons Forever Club, which will actually get posted probably within the next hour and a half to 2 hours, facebook.com/group/Cartoon Forever Club. DuckTales is headed into a second round match with Tom and Jerry.
Ooh.
So that's going to be a little tougher for them. But, like, DuckTales, and again, you know, it's got its, you know, they rebooted the series, you know, it's in 2017. And, you know, the guy that actually voices Scrooge McDuck now is actually, he's a former Doctor Who.
Ooh.
David Tennant.
Oh.
But David Tennant has always gotten voice work.
Yeah.
He actually, he was in the Ninja Turtles reboot, the 2012 one. Well, he joined in 2015 or 16. He voiced Fugitoid. He was one of the bulls in the Cena in the Ferdinand movie with Cena.
He was?
Yeah. He was the bull with the blonde wig.
Okay.
Yeah. So David Tennant is a very successful voice actor. He's actually got a nice voice, too. I like David Tennant. He was actually my favorite doctor.
Yeah, I enjoy him.
Eric, did you watch DuckTales at all?
Maybe I don't remember, but I do remember the theme song.
Yeah.
But is it one of your favorites? Like top 10 or top 5?
I don't know if I could, if we ever did like, an episode where like you, Daniel, myself and whoever else did like our top 10, like favorite cartoons, I would probably put DuckTales. I would probably put them in a top 10, I think, because I do like them. I like the theme. I mean, there's other cartoons that I like better. But I was a fan of the show because it is iconic. Because again, it was the original Disney cartoon. This is a cartoon that kind of made, you know, that put Disney up there. It's like, okay, you know, we can do cartoons.
Yeah.
Okay. You can say that Rugrats was the cartoon that did that for Nickelodeon.
Yep.
Dexter's Laboratory is the one that did that for Cartoon Network.
No, but I understand.
Well, started the trend.
Was that the first?
It was them, Cow and Chicken, and Powerpuff Girls, I believe. And
now, Doug, did you? Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead, Eric.
I was going to ask, did you like this better than Darkwing Duck?
I was a fan of Darkwing Duck. But, like, as far as this goes, I like both, so it's kind of hard for me to...
But Darkwing Duck's in this, right?
Well, Launchpad comes off of this show. Basically, when this show ends, like, Launchpad... It's a spinoff of it.
Yeah.
So Launchpad actually ends up being Darkwing Duck's, you know, sidekick.
Okay.
So it's kind of hard to pick one between, if I have to vote, which obviously when I post the match later, or actually, yeah, tomorrow, or whenever it gets posted, when I post it, then, yeah, obviously I will vote.
Yeah.
But I don't know who really to vote for. See, that's the thing with, these cartoon tournaments. Like, DuckTales is, DuckTales is such a good cartoon. But, when I bracketed these, I was just kind of just writing down one cartoon and then wrote down another. Like, there was no – I had about as much thought put into, what cartoons I was putting against each other as they did when they wrote WCW Monday Nitro when they booked Nitro back in the 90s.
Oh, shit. So none at all.
It was basically just, okay, I got this cartoon. Let's put this one against it. We'll see what happens. Okay, so in Saturday Morning Cartoon Apocalypse, DuckTales absolutely annihilated the Street Sharks in round one, 44-1, and then they took down Tailspin 12-5. Okay, so when round three starts and they go against Darkwing Duck, we'll see what happens. And then, in Cartoons Forever Club, they got the win. Where are they? DuckTales, they got the win. They beat Pinky and the Brain 27-10.
Damn.
So they put up a couple of football scores.
Yeah, they slaughtered them, huh?
Yeah. So that just shows that, the popularity of them. I'm not saying that they're going to win any one of the tournaments because, you're still going against Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
When they head into round two of Cartoons Forever Club and they go against Tom and Jerry.
They're fucked.
I don't know if they're fucked, but it's going to be close. It's gonna be close, and I can't wait to see the results. Again, I'm actually posting that, I'm actually posting that, probably within the next 2 hours. So, probably about 8:30, 9 o'clock. So, if whatever shitty matches on the AEW pay per view at the time. So if they put on CM Punk and Eddie Kingston, then but yeah, DuckTales is just Dan, let me ask you, did you ever watch it when you were, I know it's way past your time, but we had, Toon Disney was a thing at one time, and I know you watched Toon Disney.
I've seen a little bit of it, and I've enjoyed what I saw. It was a good little cartoon.
I was going to say, were you more of a Toon Disney? No, you were more Cartoon Network.
Yes.
You didn't even really watch Nickelodeon that much, right?
No, I didn't. I would only vary over to the other channels for a couple of things. On Disney, I liked American Dragon, Jake Long.
Okay, yeah.
And Kim Possible. So more like 2004 Disney, 2003, 2002, mid-2000 Disney. But I was still a Cartoon Network kid.
Right. I liked all of them.
Yeah.
Because, again, I grew up with all the Disney cartoons, right? And, Rugrats and Doug came along. And I had to watch Doug. The fucking thing's named after me. Not all the way, but... I had to watch that. And then, Cartoon Network, when they started, I loved Dexter's Laboratory. I thought Courage the Cowardly Dog was kind of cool. By the way, I actually do stand corrected, Johnny Bravo may have been the original Cartoon Network cartoon. Because I think he started in 96, 97.
Yeah, to me, nothing beats that era of Cartoon Network. It's just flawless.
No, I agree. And but, like, Disney, again, Disney was the original. And DuckTales was the original from Disney. And, again, if we ever do, you know, our top 10 favorites, I mean, I know that, you know, Cartoon Network will probably be a lot on your list.
Yeah.
I really don't know what would be on Eric's list.
Probably Rugrat, Doug.
Well, yeah, because you're more of a
Probably Nickelodeon.
Because I was going to say, like, when we did the countdown last year, and you gave me your top five, it was mostly Nickelodeon stuff.
Well, that's the funny thing.
Yeah, that's basically what I grew up with.
Eh?
That was my big announcement for next week. So let's get into it. We will be doing the top 10 cartoons of all time, according to us. All three of us will bring a list next week. And we're allowed two guests.
Oh, okay.
You can invite two people, Doug, of your choosing.
All right, so our top 10, what we think are the top 10 greatest or our top 10 favorites?
Favorites. But greatest in our eyes.
Oh, shit. I love it when you give me the homework I like.
So that's what we'll be doing next week, top 10 cartoons of all time. I think on that,
I won't be on the show next week. I have to work. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I mean, do you still want to do it, you and I and a couple other people, or do you want to wait for him?
I don't know. What do you think, Eric?
We can do it in 2 weeks. It's up to you guys.
We'll do it in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, and then I can actually push back. I'll push back the – if we do it on the 27th, I'll push back the Settle It in the Ring Jetsons Scooby and Flintstones debate. I can push that back till December, whatever the fuck that day is.
Okay.
It gives me more time to find somebody.
We'll do a cartoon trilogy, because next week you and me will be discussing, we'll be doing a cartoon retrospective. We'll be talking about the rise of cartoons, a lot of the various different ones, the ones we liked, the ones we didn't like.
I like it.
All right. And with that being said, we will see everybody next week. DuckTales was a great show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Love you.
Thank
Eric.
You, guys.
No problem, man.
Yeah, enjoy the show. I think Full Gear is going to be better than you think, Doug.
We'll see.